Garji, who's this? Is this off the Christmas album, too?
Yeah, this is Leanne Rimes.
Doesn't do much for me, I'll be honest.
It doesn't?
No.
Maybe Let It Breathe.
Maybe I need to let it breathe. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe it's on me. Bumper to Bumper, back, fan. Fan Radio Network and KFAN.com. It's a good podcast day. Dr. Richard Schelkvist joined us in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about Christian Ponder's decision to get married during the season, which has a lot of Vikings fans very bitter. Joe Califano joined us to talk about his history with LBJ when it comes to gun control legislation and also what he thinks we need to do now. Ron Rosenbaum, Reasonable Doubt Radio. And as suggested and promised, now an opportunity to chat with running back great Jim Brown, kind enough to give us a couple of minutes on this lovely day. Jim, thanks for joining us. You wouldn't remember, because I know you do lots of interviews, but we've done several over the years, and we always enjoy our conversations. Thanks for giving us a minute or two.
Well, thanks for calling.
It's always a pleasure, sir. And for the youngsters, I guess, I'll give a little bit of an introduction. The way Jim came into the NFL, Rookie of the Year unanimously, year two, rushed for 1,527 yards, 5.9 yards a carry. But I think just as impressively for people, he left with his season in 65 that included 1,544 yards, 17 touchdowns, including a run of 67 yards and a 5.3 yard per attempt at age 29. I know you're not someone who likes to get into the discussion of the greatest ever, but I will say to you that part of the reason a lot of folks put you in that camp, believe that you're on that kind of that plateau all your own, is the fact that you came in as impactful as you did and you left still very much at the top of your game.
Oh, you want me to comment on that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of sugar here at the front end.
Okay. Well, that's true. I had a real good career. 9 years. I never missed a game. And I truly enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed it. I had an opportunity to run the ball a lot. We won a world championship. We played for three of them. And, you know, we had great team chemistry. You know, we had guys that really wanted to win, and we had special team, you know, men that wanted to truly win. And so we had great memories of those particular days.
Let's talk a little bit about what your observations are on Adrian and what in particular has drawn you to AP over the years, because it's been fairly well established that you guys have spent some time together before. That's been written about and talked about. Was it something in his running style, something in his nature, something in his soul? What was it that seems to have drawn you to AP over the years?
Well, let me put it to you this way. First of all, he's an intelligent young man. And he's not an egomaniac. He is very calm about what he does, his business. And when I saw him in college, I knew that he was special. I mean, I knew that he was special. Then I had a chance to meet him and talk with him, and I was totally convinced he was special. But, you know, when you take a running back like Adrian that has that kind of size, that kind of speed, that quickness, that balance, and that intelligence with all the determination in the world, you know, how can you not look at him as at least one of the greatest that's ever carried the ball? And there is no doubt about that, and it's always been that way. And the reason I'm on this radio program with you today is that I can easily say that without any hesitation. And a lot of people that I'm asked about, I just don't think that about.
You know, once upon a time, the story goes, an all-time great tight end by the name of John Mackey claims that you told him, make sure when anyone tackles you, he remembers how much it hurts. I'm assuming the quote's accurate. It's a hell of a quote if it isn't. But I when I think of Adrian Peterson, I kind of think that that same thing, that that's part of the message that you said Mackey should learn. Adrian, I think, has learned that as well, don't you?
You're a bright man. That's a great observation. He does deliver a blow. And they will remember him. Are you still there?
I'm absolutely, and we're listening, sure.
They will remember him after they hit him a few times. And he likes it. You know, he likes, and see, the secret in a running back's, a secret that we don't talk about is breaking tackles. And when you see a running back that's breaking a lot of tackles, that's a great running back. And when you're breaking those tackles, you're not just breaking a tackle and making a guy miss and making him look bad. You're also putting a physical whipping on him. And everybody talks about running out of bounds and, you know, backs are going to save themselves. But there's nothing to save yourself for. You know, every play can be your last one. Why not make it a good one? And, yes, he does have that, and that's one of the things that I truly admire about him.
Do you – is that a mentality or is that a skill?
That's a mentality and a skill. A lot of guys have the skill, but they don't have the mentality to go with it. And there's only a few of us, and I won't go into telling you who they are, but they're in that particular group, and Adrian is definitely one of them. And it has nothing to do with modern football or old school football or anything like that. It has to do with the mental makeup and physical makeup of the person. That combination is rare, and when you see it, you can recognize it right away. This guy has unbelievable determination, if you ever watch him. I mean, he's going after it. You know, he wants to get it. He's not backing off at all. He's not thinking about anything but getting it. And that's really beautiful to watch.
Now, if I have my stats right, you remain the only running back with, you know, a significant, legitimate number of carries to have averaged over 100 yards in his career. And I believe Adrian, with his push this year, is now up to, over the course of his career, 98.7, which is getting into fairly lofty territory here. What do you foresee for this guy?
Well, I'm not much of a prognosticator. I enjoy it as I see it. And I'm just so happy that he is getting the credit. Well, no, I'm happy that he's having the kind of year that demands the credit that he's getting, because he had a devastating injury. And, you know, I feared that would really take away his career, to be honest with you. And to come back in this way, the hard work that it takes, you can't imagine it. I mean, I imagine each day of his life after that injury, he had to be thinking about, you know, something he had to do to make himself better, and that's very difficult.
You know, I grew up watching, well, I watched you. I'm old enough to have watched you run, but I was I lived in the Chicago area, born in Gary, Indiana, and so Gale Sayers was the runner I grew up with in my formative years. And
whoa.
Sayers, as you well know, was ridiculous, but he also eventually suffered a horrible knee injury.
Yes.
He did come back from it and actually rushed for 1,000 yards, but was never the same explosive guy. And I'm wondering if, when you observe Adrian, how much of his ability to come back at the level he is about, clearly part of this is his determination, his tenacity, as you say. But how about, I'm wondering if you could speak to the degree of, you know, change, medically speaking, regarding treating the kind of injury that, you know, basically prevented Sayers and many others from, you know, being the same guys they were before they got the injury.
Well, I'm glad you brought the medical aspect in it, because for a minute you're about to scare me, because I thought we were going to have to disagree if you talked about the heart of Gale Sayers.
You could disagree with me. That's okay.
Well, just want to make sure you understand that Gale Sayers is one of my favorite human beings and also one of my favorite runners.
Yep.
He has a style that nobody else had, a style that he had, that gait that he had was unbelievable, that cutting ability, the long stride, all those things are great about Gale, and his attitude is fantastic. But, yes, I think that the medical advances plays a big part into it. I think they know a lot more now about what to do and how to treat these things and how to rehabilitate and get back into the game. But along with that, you've got to have the determination, the will, and all of those things that goes along with a great human being and a person of character that loves the game for the sake of the game, not for the money. And, so you were right on. If Gale had had the same kind of treatment, if they'd had the same knowledge during that time, I think he would have been able to come back and last a lot longer.
No, there's no, and they'll never get me to question Gale Sayers' heart, because the fact is, it was so such major surgery then. The fact that he came back at all and found a way to still rush for 1,000 yards tells you about his heart. Bill Cosby had, I think, the best quote I ever heard on Gale Sayers, Jim. I think he wrote the foreword for his book, I Am Third. In there, he said, Gale Sayers is the only running back I've ever seen who is capable of splitting himself in two on a play, and I thought that's Cosby's brilliance, you know, just kind of distilling it to the essence of everything right there.
Yeah, that's a visionary type of comment. I mean, you have to have great vision to make a comment like that, but that would describe, if you take a quick glance at him and watch him run, that would describe something.
Jim Brown is our guest, the all-time football great. When you've spent some time with Adrian previously, I know that on at least one occasion. I'm wondering what those conversations were like, what he asked you about. I'm always curious to know, when you do meet up with great players and athletes, what they want to talk to you about.
Well, the big thing that that happens is there is a mutual respect. I think that I know what they want to know. They want to know if I respect them by the way that I treat them. And I make sure that I treat them with tremendous respect if I have that respect for them and let them know that. And usually we have something in common when it comes to attitude. And that becomes kind of laughable, something that we can laugh about. And those two things mean a great deal. But maybe the third thing that happens is that I am more interested in listening to them and how they think as young men that are moving towards glory, how they're taking it, what they want to say to me, what they want to know about me. I'm interested in listening more than talking, because I can learn so much, and I can in turn help them if I listen closely enough to the things that they feel and the things that they talk about.
Do you think, would you like to see Peterson get Eric Dickerson's record? Are you a big records guy? Is it a significant, how significant achievement, I guess, would it be if he indeed is able to break Dickerson's record?
Well, you know what's so interesting? He's already achieved what he had to achieve this year. That's why we're talking. That's why you're on the phone. I guess the record has a lot to do with it, but it isn't the record. It's the performances that he's able to have us watch. It is each one of those runs that play into the part of achieving so many yards. The record has to be broken by at least 1 yard, I guess. But suppose he only gets to almost breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that less a season? Not really. So the lessons are for you all. I mean, the records are for you all. And it's your business to talk about it and to recognize it and to place whatever greatness you want to place on it. Getting that amount of yards in a particular way is what I think about. So whether he gets the record or doesn't get the record, this has been an unbelievable season. There's been some lessons to learn. There's been greatness in front of us. There's a young man that has come back from a medical situation that no one probably thought he could ever come back to this degree. And there's a young man that is respected for his humility and for his character. So you can see where I'm coming from.
Leaving aside the medical side of this thing, the sense I get from you is that in terms of the way he goes about his business on the field, you see some of you in him.
Well, I see him, and that's good enough because he didn't do what he's doing because of me, and I'm not taking credit for what he's doing. I'm just observing it, and I'm intelligent enough to admire it and to acknowledge it.
But over the years, Jim, there have been some running backs with pretty gaudy statistics that you have admired or have complimented more than others. And you even hinted during this interview there's some that, you know, maybe you wouldn't feel quite the same way about it. So I'm trying to get to, I guess, what the essence is here of how you decide this is a guy that you say, that if you can't relate to him, that you think is worthy of the kind of, you know, positivity, to make up a word, that you certainly seem to indicate you believe is the case with Adrian.
Well, you see, when you observe human beings, you know, in life, you look at what's put in front of you, and you make an evaluation of it. You know, you decide on certain things that are put in front of you. And when you put certain athletes in front of me and tell me that's greatness, I say, no, it's not, at least not to me. And then I leave that alone because I'm not interested in the debate. When I first saw Gale Sears, it was like saying, I mean, it was unbelievable to watch this man stride, to watch him cut. When I saw Walter Payton and his acrobatics, I jumped off the couch because I never saw a back, you know, with those gymnastic-type moves, different than anybody else, and that kind of strength for a man that size. So each of these individuals has something that impressed me, a few things that impressed me, that I could not ask anybody else's opinion on, period, just something that I saw and that I respected.
And in Adrian's case, is it the combination of speed, power, determination?
That's a good follow-up. In his case, what I wanted to say to you is God gave us all a body and a mind. And we're all different sizes. Now, the ideal situation is to have a body that's big enough to run over people, and sleek enough to outrun people, and agile enough to dodge people, and to be able to have the kind of balance that only that kind of body can have and be that size. Are you following me?
Yes.
Okay. So Adrian, what does he weigh, do you know?
Adrian, I want to say 215, 220, 212 is what my sources are telling me, 212.
All right. You take a young man, he plays bigger than that, but you take a young man that size and you give him that kind of speed, that kind of quickness, that kind of balance, that kind of determination. That's a great back to have in your backfield. Because he can run over him, he can run around him, he can go in the air, you know, he can skip on one foot, one leg, you know, he can do it all, you know, in the ballet of running. So if you start looking at other backs, you know, some of them a little too small to be that way, some of them a little too big, some of them a little too slow, Some of them don't have the agility. You can start picking out all of the things that they don't have. So now what you do is tell me what Adrian doesn't have. I don't know what it is.
It's a short, fairly short list, I think.
It would be very short, and that would be saying something just to say something.
Well, he's not the receiver you were. That's the one thing that he had one really good receiving year when Favre was here, actually. The first year Favre was here, you could say. That's the one thing in his game that has not either been developed or been allowed to be developed.
Well, now there's the key. Been developed or been allowed to be developed. And so I don't really get into the receiving aspect of it too much because usually you don't get the choices
right. That
you would like to have. And you're kind of fortunate if you have a coach that will take advantage of your ability to catch the ball. In fact, I led my team in receiving one year. That was because I had a bad wrist and I couldn't run the ball as much, so they threw it to me a lot more. You know, but, you know, a lot of backs can catch, but they don't get an opportunity to catch.
I wish we're getting short here on time, and I'm going to be mad at myself if I don't change the subject here for a moment to give you a toss-up question on a completely different subject, which I have a feeling you have strong feelings about, and I wish and hope you would give us a second shot at developing this second subject and give it the depth that I'm sure you believe it actually deserves. But we've had a lot of gun conversations in this country and a lot on this show, even earlier today, in the wake of the latest, the Connecticut tragedy, about what we should do about gun registration, about gun rights, etc. You've worked for decades with gangs. AmeriCAN, I know, has been a cause for you that has been very, very important over decades. And I'm curious if I can get maybe a relatively good, quick answer, if there is one, to what you've observed in this regard about all this gun debate that is taking place again and what you think it's about, what you think we need, if anything, in that regard.
Well, I usually don't like to get into this conversation because I run AmeriCAN, and I run AmeriCAN based on a philosophy. The philosophy of self-determination, the responsibility of self-determination. You are responsible for you. In other words, we teach an individual to take responsibility for their actions. And that has nothing to do with a gun or a knife or whatever. It has to do with everything. And we believe that until you change the thinking of an individual, you don't change that individual. So you work on having that individual take a look at themselves and make a promise to themselves to live a righteous life. Now, the politics of guns, et cetera, naturally, if there were no guns, you couldn't shoot anything. But when you get into these politics, you're joining into forces that have great beliefs on one side or the other. And I'm not going to be on one side or the other. I'm going to be with AmeriCAN and the philosophy that we have changed a lot of minds of gang members who not only do not create violence of any kind, they don't shoot people. But shooting people is only a part of what we wanted them to get rid of. And when they got rid of those bad habits, everything changed. And so the politics I leave alone because, you know, I don't belong to a rifle club. I don't, I'm not out trying to get rid of them. And I'm not out advocating against guns. And I'm doggone sure not advocating for them.
Fascinating conversation, Jim. And I know, you know, you get probably inundated with interview requests. We'd love to try to do it again and delve into some other areas because there's so much more ground that we could cover. But I know today the big issue with you was Adrian and you giving your views on that. And we appreciate you giving us the time that you did.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Brown, the all-time running back great, football great, and we didn't even get to it, lacrosse great. There are people who will tell you that lacrosse rules were changed because he was such a dominant lacrosse player on the college level as well. A remarkable athletic talent and a guy who had a little bit of will on the football field as well. We'll come back and wrap up the program and let you know what you might have missed earlier right here on The Fan.
Barrero's back after these on The Fan.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. In fact, this Toyotathon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You've chosen the 2013 Corolla. Good thinking. Right now, you can get an amazing 0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per thousand borrowed. To repeat this information, press star. To return to the main menu, press pound. Or better yet, go to your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota Thon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, annual percentage rate available to buyers with approved Tier 1 Plus through Tier 3 Excellent Credit through Toyota Financial Services varies by region and excludes matrix models. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1713.
KFAN, Total Traffic.
Brought to you by National Camera Exchange.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Eastbound on 94, seeing some slower conditions between Franklin Avenue and Dale Street. That's because of a stalled vehicle that blocks the center lane. Southbound 35W, finding slowdowns between Hennepin and 26. There's a stall on the right shoulder there. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder that's slowing things up on the eastbound side of the crosstown between 169 and France Avenue. I'm Dominic Fortini on Minnesota's station for sports, FM 100.3, The Fan.
Shop National Camera Exchange's holiday sale and save on cameras, lenses, camcorders, and photo keepsakes. Experience knowledgeable service and receive free classes with purchase. Like us on Facebook and sign up to win a Canon Digital SLR, valued at $800.
Hey, it's Chris Hockey, the Power Trip Morning Show for Northern Tool and Equipment, the tool and equipment source for the serious do-it-yourself for the commercial business and for contractors. Get and or give the gift of power this holiday season from Northern Tool and Equipment. Stop in this week for the final days of their huge holiday sale. You can save big on chainsaws, battery chargers, jump starters, and other automotive equipment, power tools, hand tool sets, garage and shop storage solutions. How about heaters? Get great deals on select items from top brands like Husqvarna, 3M, Hobart, Northstar, Mr. Heater, and more. Plus, find a variety of gifts for under $20. Check out Northern Tool in Blaine, Burnsville, Duluth, Forest Lake, Minnetonka,